USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be touring the devastation in Florida and Georgia from Hurricane Michael today. At least 19 people are known dead from the storm, but there are at least 50 people unaccounted for in Panama City and Mexico Beach. President Trump says there will be, quote, severe punishment if it turns out Saudi Arabia is behind the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, though, Trump didn't go into detail of just how he might punish Saudi Arabia.
It's being looked at very, very strongly, and we would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and did not deny it vehemently.
Turkey says Khashoggi was killed by a Saudi hit team at the consulate in Turkey. Now Turkey and Saudi Arabia have agreed to form a working group to look into it. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordering the state police and the FBI to investigate Friday night's Upper East Side brawl between the right-wing group Proud Boys and left-wing protesters. Video showing Proud Boy members beating protesters after the Proud Boys founder spoke at the Metropolitan Club. Three protesters were arrested. Enraging witnesses and some officials, the New York Police Department says it's searching for more persons of interest in connection with the incident. Sears is filing bankruptcy in an effort to survive. The 124-year-old company that once dominated retail in America filing for Chapter 11 protection. Before internet shopping drastically changed the retail arena, Sears stores anchored malls nationwide. Sears' bankruptcy petition is listing assets of $1 billion to $10 billion, but liabilities between $10 billion and $50 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announcing the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby in the spring. It will be the first child for Meghan and Harry, the royal couple currently on a tour of Australia that got underway this morning. The prince and the former American actress married last May. A nonprofit auto safety group is demanding that Hyundai and Kia recall nearly 3 million vehicles, saying they could catch fire. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a U.S. Air Force technician working on an F-16 at a U.S. air base in Belgium last week mistakenly fired the F-16's cannon and destroyed another F-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.